This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I do really do appreciate, I do. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot of things happening up there. And, you know, if you go to the website, you can help support the show by buying some of our stuff, right? We have the shirt I have on now, which is hashtag stand. I know you can't see it. I don't know what to tell you. There you go. See that? But then the mic is in the way again. And then if you can see it sideways, you see the belly was in the way. Anyway, it's a hashtag stand for America. Right? You guys, everybody loves the hashtag. I don't, but I guess that's what you got to do. So it's hashtag stand for America. Yeah, you know what? If you're listening to a regular radio, I don't know what to tell you. If you pull the application down on your smartphone, you could see it there. Oh, wait. Go ahead. We have Apple. We have an Android. We stopped doing my favorite Windows. I had a Windows phone. I loved it. But Microsoft, again, coming to the game too late. Can't get things rolling. I can't get what I needed. Anyhow, the... But you help support the show if you head over there. You help support the show because by buying these things, we get a few bucks in our pocket. You could also be part of our Patreon team. You'll see the badge up there, whatever it is, the icon. You can click on that for the price of a cup of coffee a month, if not more. You can help support the show. Now, Teacher of the Year has been suspended after students are flashing breasts and kissing crotches during a class game. So let me tell you my experience. Not recently. I don't go anymore because I was traumatized. There was a game that the kids were playing. There was this dance they would have at the local high school. Dance, whatever. I don't know if it was a dance, but it was an event. And they would bring the kids from junior high school that were, you know, leaving junior high school and coming into high school. And I noticed as I went around one night, they had two things were going on, two weird things. One is they had a bunch of girls with pacifiers in their mouth. And I didn't know what the pacifiers were for. And then I come to find out from some of the counselors in town that the pacifiers somehow are filled with vodka. Okay? So that was interesting. Okay, let's get the booze into place no matter how. And you know, I was just a jerk at the front gate if I was one of the teachers. I would have said, hey, give me that. I want to see that. I don't believe it's a new fad. Let me see that thing. And then the other thing was the girls would snap like two fingers at the boy's crotch. The idea was to hit them and cause them a little pain without bringing them to their knees. Who came up with these games? I mean, really, have we gone that far down the social toilet, the toilet of the chain of life, that's actually a game that your girls are aspiring to be a winner at? Well, Jacksonville, Florida, middle school teacher of the year. Now, not just a teacher. This guy was teacher of the year. How exciting is that? I wonder what he wanted. Never mind. He was suspended without pay for a week after an investigation revealed students in his class were flashing their breasts and kissed and touched each other's crotches, among other sexual antics. Thank God I wasn't one of those parents. That's all I'm going to say. Can you imagine? Now, multiple investigations substantiated the allegations that the Lakeshore Middle School Teacher of the Year, Brent Saud, he provided inadequate supervision of a seventh grade, the civics class, not a sex ed class, on May 2nd. Now, school officials launched an investigation into the incident after parents complained students played a dirty dare game in his class while he worked at his desk. Both Duval County Police and the Florida Division of Children and Families investigated the allegations as well. Boy, he is in a world of hurt, this guy. According to the local newspaper, many students had just returned from a field trip to the Diamond D Ranch. Saudi told him he had work to do and turned on a Bill Nye the Science Guy episode. Must have been the one where they were grabbing their crotches. Remember that one? Recently. Because no students paid attention to it, he turned it off and played music. A group of students... Wait a minute. Isn't he in charge of the class? What do you mean those students paid attention to it? You know, I don't know about you guys, but what about standards? I had to do standards in school. You know, where you write the same stuff over and over and over again until you want to throw up? A group of students gathered chairs around the seat. They gathered a bunch of chairs around a couple of sets of tables, and they decided to play Dirty Dare. A girl loudly warned, anyone that has a girlfriend needs to go to the other side of the room. As part of the game, a boy was told to lick the floor, but he wouldn't do it. Other students were dared to lick a chair and a pair of socks, and they did it. The activity soon escalated into sexual situations. Some girls were dared to kiss the boys and other girls. One girl twerked on seventh graders, people. Seventh graders. You cannot tell me that the teacher didn't look up one time and go, what are you guys doing? I'll tell you what. All that negative energy, it would have hit me in the head. It would have knocked me over. One girl twerked on a boy, dancing very close to him as he sat. And if you want to know more, you got to come back after the break. This is sickening. They're seventh graders. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Somebody just sent me a close-up. I don't know if you saw it the other day, but during the speech in the UN, somebody tweeted out or sent out a picture that General Kelly was disgusted with what the president was saying, and that he had his head down and he had his hand over his head, or over his eyes anyway. And they were using it, and it went viral, and they were using it to say that nobody can corral Trump, he can't be trusted, look, his, Kelly can't even control him. Well, Kelly, thank God, wears a watch that has hands on it. And it's a pretty large watch. So somebody decided to, it's just something about this that didn't make sense. And they honed in on his arm and the watch. Now, I don't know how true this is, so, don't take it as gospel, but take it as food for thought. And They hone in on the watch, and the watch is showing 10:19. And Trump didn't begin his speech till just after, drumroll, right, 10:30. So how does that work? Right? They got, it's what I've been saying. I say it in the book, too. They can't win unless they cheat. If your product sells, if you've got the right idea, if you know what you're doing and you know how to market it, get the message out, why do you have to cheat? More energy to cheat. But I guess it makes them feel better. I'm talking about the teacher that decided that the flashing of breasts and kissing of crotches in classroom by seventh graders was totally acceptable. They were just playing a game. These students were playing something called Dirty Dare, where the girls loudly, I mean, just, they were loud. So there was no way for him not to know what was going on. So as the game escalated, the girls were daring each other to kiss each other. I mean, the girls were daring girls to kiss other boys and that kind of thing. Right? And one girl twerked on a boy. I don't even know what that means. Like, I know what twerking is, but twerking on a boy, that's insane at seventh grade. Some students said they saw students rub other students' groin areas. Two girls flashed boys, lifting their shirts and bras to reveal their breasts. A boy then was dared to lick a girl's exposed breast. And guess what happened? He did. This all while the teacher was doing his paperwork. Doesn't that make you feel safe now? Some students slapped other students' butts, and a girl sat on multiple boys' laps. And investigators, so tongue-tied, irritated. It isn't funny. This is why I always say in the class, how about we get back to teaching, reading, writing, arithmetic? What do you think of that? Reading, writing, arithmetic. Right? Stay away from the moral issues. Don't take time during class to correct your papers. Do that after your job is done and all the kids are gone. How's that? It's just a thought. Investigators interviewed a total of 15 students. Some denied the inappropriate behavior. Some kids were lying. Because a lot of kids said, yeah, you're right, it did happen. Audie told investigators that he offered the class an independent study period that turned out, then turned down the lights for a Bill Nye video before switching on the radio, but did not notice students playing Dirty Dare. There's no way. I don't buy it. Don't believe it for 30 seconds. At least one student told investigators that Saudi witnessed a boy tap a girl's inner thigh and warned him that kind of play could get him in trouble. And then went back to, you know, grading his papers or whatever he was doing. Upper said that Mrs. Saudi kept telling them to keep it down, but didn't actually do anything about students playing the game. See what I tell you? Several students said that they did not believe the teacher was aware of the game. Saudi confronted the students when parents complained, but they all denied anything had happened. Now, regardless, district investigator James Gregory wrote that Mr. Saudi failed to provide adequate supervision when he allowed the students in his class to participate in this inappropriate game. And he's right. It involved kissing and exposure of private body parts. I mean, you don't get that far along unless the teacher purposely ignores this kind of behavior. Now, earlier this week, the district officials suspended Saudi for a week without pay. He was nominated Teacher of the Year at Lakeshore Middle School last year, and was among the 12 semifinalists for the district-wide title. I want you to think about something. And you know where I'm going with this already, right? If he was Teacher of the Year, can you imagine what the bad teachers were like? Somebody who wouldn't be considered a Teacher of the Year? My God. It's just amazing. And it gets better and better as time goes on with these stories. You know that as well as I do. Let me see. What do I have here? Oh, hey, since we're on it, this is only a two-minute story, I'm sure. There's a domino sex couple that's facing jail time for obscene and disgusting acts. Now, when I used to go out at night, You'd see this at bars and pizza places all the time. Right? They had a little bit too much to drink. They're all over each other. And this camera video, but this is kind of weird. Camera video to show them, I don't know, fooling around, almost fooling around, almost totally fooling around in a pizza joint. So Danielle Hurst and Craig Smith were waiting for their stuffed crust pizza in Scarborough, and they let their exuberant spirit get the better of them. It got so hot and heated at the counter, and right there while they were waiting for their pizza, that employees were asking them, please stop. Now, at a court hearing, yes, because the police were summoned because they wouldn't stop, the judge had to watch 18 minutes of this. Think about this. 18 minutes of this video before he decides to pass judgment or what have you. Right? So, just before they showed up there, they spent the weekend drinking. They have footage and pictures to prove it. Right, what I'm curious about is who drove them there. What was the blood alcohol level? If they were that drunk and that out of control, there's no way that they got there safely. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Anyway, they're so you, when you go to Domino's Pizza, you just never know who might show up or what you might see, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hannah Sherlocker will join us after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I couldn't do that one today, could you? I'm Joe Machine, your host, listen to Real Side. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just kick it in. I've asked, on a weekly basis, we decided to start doing these new segments called the Campus College Campus Crazies, CCC. Or the Snowflake Referred, if you prefer. But these are some of the stories that you can find a little bit more detail as we spoke about them, but collegereform.org is where you'll find them and you'll love them. I guarantee you'll love them. All right? So you head over there, take a listen, and I'm look at some of the stories they've printed, and they're from all over the country, and you'll see exactly where your tax dollars are going. Hannah Schlechter. Sherlocker. We're back with the college campus crazy stuff. I tell you, every single week. Now, we do bits and stories about this stuff every night, and I know some of you have been drinking heavily after the show, and I don't blame you, because you have to think about this. Hey, we're on what planet, and how many, what kind of quantity of drugs would you have to take to have this make sense? And nobody on the right, anyhow, has ever said to me, no, Joe, you're missing the point here. It does make sense. No, actually, it doesn't make sense. And it's not because I'm the old guy in the room, because I bring on young people that do have a clue, that have to live in this mess. So we have Hannah Sherlocker's on with us. She's the program coordinator for Campus Reform. And prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her collegiate career at Liberty University. So that's good, because you've got a good, solid foundation there. Hannah, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks for having me on again.
I don't know how you do this every day. No, seriously, I would have lost so much faith in humanity. I would find one of those caves in Israel and just shut myself in there. You know what I'm saying? God, just amazing.
Oh, man.
All right, so the first one, and I touched on this the other night, but I really want to get into it because, you know, the left, those people on the left, they complain about the violence of the right. They complain about how hateful we are. They complain about how nasty we are, but yet 20% of them said they would have no problem with violence to shut down controversial speakers. So now, apparently, they don't even believe in free speech at all anymore, just what they believe to be good speech, right?
It's absolutely insane. Like 20%, we're already up to 20%. That's one-fifth of college students who think that it is okay to use violence against speech they don't like. This is crazy. I mean, it's no surprise to us at Campus Reform, because we've been reporting on this type of violence for years, where, you know, students are learning in their classroom to stomp out any speech they don't like. And what's even more discouraging is that it's coming from top down. This is coming from professors and administration. They're the ones who are oftentimes encouraging and organizing it. We saw professors at Purdue and Stanford University. We talked about this a few weeks ago, how they connected to create a campus Antifa network. And then, of course, there's the Dartmouth scholar who came out endorsing Antifa violence, actually publicly endorsing violence on campus. This is an Ivy League scholar here. So it's no wonder these students are only learning it from the best, their professors.
Yeah, and again, you go back to, we don't spend our money. We're not sending our young people to these schools to learn how to be violent or to learn how to protest. Now, if they want to take advantage of something, see, I've always said it this way. If they want to take advantage of something and they want to protest something they don't agree with, that's fine and that's all well and good. But your first goal when you go to college, the first reason that you're there is to learn, is to be educated. And sadly, we don't have enough. You're on the campuses. You can validate this. We don't have enough conservative educators on campuses to help these kids. We kind of throw them at the whim of the liberals, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's true. And these liberals are teaching them that hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. This study also shows that 44% of students said that they don't believe that hate speech is protected. But we know that time and time again, the Supreme Court has ruled that free speech, no matter how ugly or offensive, it is protected. So these students are being completely indoctrinated. And 51%, this is our highest number in the poll, 51% of students think it's okay to shut down and scream out any ideas or any speakers they don't agree with. So what we're seeing here is the classroom has become a place where ideas are completely suppressed and banned. This is the opposite of what higher institution is here for. It's a shame because, you know, students, we talk about this all the time, you know, students are going to enter the real world thinking they can, what, shut down anything they don't like? Are they going to shut down their boss when he tells them to hand in a report that they don't want to do?
Or leave. How about that? You're fired. No, I'm not. I don't listen to you.
I don't want to be fired.
Oh, my God. Well, you go, another part of the article here says, well, 39% of the responders indicated that hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. 44% said that it is not protected by the document, and 16% right. said they didn't have a clue. But here's my comment about that. Who decides what hate speech is? Because both sides have a whole different mindset as to what hate speech is. We don't even really identify it that much other than to say that freedom of speech is freedom of speech. We don't dictate what hate speech is.
Right. And you know what? I found myself on Southern Poverty Law Center's hate watch list.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, what defines me as a hater? You know, there's these groups like Antifa going around with brass knuckles and lead pipes. They're not deemed as hateful. But I am deemed a hater. I'm on a hate list just for having conservative views and talking about them on shows like yours. So I'm deemed a hater for it. But it's not going to stop me because I'm a firm believer that, you know, conservative and libertarian students have been shut down for far too long. And the only way to fight back is to, you know, continue talking about it, continue inviting controversial speakers and not letting them win this battle because it's really become just totally like counterintuitive what college campuses are here for. And it's a shame because students are being robbed of their education. They take these fallacies with them off campus and we're starting to see it affect the world.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you're exactly right. I have friends of mine that will say, Joe, if I could give you the information, I would. But let me tell you what's going on at my place of work. I think it's hilarious with these people. And they don't realize the damage they're causing themselves. And the professors, yeah. I don't think they even care as long as they're getting their point across. That's kind of where my head's at. The professor at the John Jay College, right? Michael Isaacson, is that Isaacson? Is that his name?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so he's the one that they've actually put a petition together to get rid of. He's been suspended. But, you know, damage has been done. I mean, I don't know the damage that he's created. And he is not an anomaly, is he?
Oh, no, he's not. And what's crazy about this is that he was hired in the first place because he did. He made the tweet, for those of you who haven't seen it. He said, some of y'all might think it sucks being an anti-fascist teaching at John Jay College, but it's a privilege to teach future dead cops. So why was he hired in the first place? This is the question that taxpayers should be asking. This is a taxpayer-funded institution. And it's just so ironic because he's teaching the very students who are going to protect him one day when he's in trouble and he calls up someone for help.
Yeah, you know, I know they take their job seriously, but if you ever called me as a police officer, I'd be like, wait a minute, do you want me dead? I mean, seriously, you want me to come to jump in front of a bullet for you? Don't you want me dead? Don't you hate me? Why would you call somebody you hate? I would be all over it with guys like this. But The sad part about this is students are supporting this guy.
They are. It's because for years the left has pushed an anti-cop narrative saying that law enforcement is the source of America's problems. And this is why we see these ideas and these comments become mainstream and almost acceptable, as horrible as it sounds. I mean, we saw students at UC Irvine call for destruction of slave patrol campus police. And then we saw students at UW selling anti-police hoodies. And we just see this anti-cop rhetoric really all over across the country. And of course, there's the infamous cases of Antifa violently shutting down conservative speakers, but also attacking cops while they're at it. They're pepper spraying cops because oftentimes these cops are defenseless. These liberal schools, they take away the weapons from the cops. They leave them powerless.
I know.
They leave them in the hands of Antifa who attack these cops. They're brutal.
Oh, yeah. No. All right. So let's move on to Chelsea Manning or the Manning, whatever you want to call Manning. It's the thing that bothers me about this, and I love this, is that he is playing on all this notoriety that he already has anyhow. And my irritant, the reason I don't give him much respect at all, is because this is somebody who put the lives of American soldiers at stake. Okay, he put American spies, not just American spies, but spies from other countries that we had access to their information, that we were given access to their information and trust. And then what does he do? He goes out and he puts that out, and what that does is it erodes the working relationships that we have with other countries to keep the world safe, because in his little world, he was doing what he thought was right. Before we get into this deeply with Hannah, we're going to go to a quick break when we come back. We've got so much more to talk about with her. And there's stuff going on at campus. It's just, think about something. We're getting them ready to go out into the real world. We're setting these people loose on you. What do you think of that? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
To save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm Joe, the senior host. Let's do the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We'll get back at it. Kind of debrief what she's done. Hannah Sherlocker joins me from college. College. Is it college reform? I knew I was going to do this. Right? I get all excited about about what we're doing. Yeah, it's college reform. Why do I doubt? I shouldn't doubt myself. And, I mean, we're talking some crazy, crazy, crazy stories, and I'm turning more every day from campus to campus to campus. So it's not like it's an anomaly. It's not like it happens once in a while. Oh, no. No. It's happening everywhere on a continual basis. Take a listen.
Exactly. You know, the left, I think the left is just trying to inject identity politics to deflect from the real problem here. This is not about gender, regardless of what he or she is tweeting and saying, you know, this is not about gender. This is not about her identity. This is about the rule of law and the treasonous actions that, you know, he did to put our country in danger. And there are consequences for breaking the law, and you cannot escape those consequences just because you're the face of some social justice movement. It's just, it doesn't work like that. We're a nation of laws, and He betrayed our country. Bottom line, it's ridiculous that Harvard even invited him in the first place. And, you know, this is Harvard is sending message to students that you too can be a Harvard fellow and a felon. Really, that's what this is here.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. And I think the funny thing about this, too, again, I joke about it because I say, look, if you've transitioned into a woman, then you're a woman. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you're not still transitioning. So if you're still transitioning, I guess maybe all the stuff hasn't been done to truly make him a woman. I don't know. I'm totally confused by all this to begin with. But as far as that goes, I mean, again, bringing a person on that put the lives in danger of so many people doesn't deserve the play, doesn't deserve any of that. Hannah, how do people get a hold of you? How do they learn more about you and campus reform?
Yeah, you can find our stories every day at campusreform.org. You can always send us tips on what's going on your campuses as well.
All right, perfect. And I appreciate your time with me.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Hey, do you ever do... Yeah, it helps if I have the mic on. I know. Smarty pants. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, some of you said that you'd rather see her. I could just leave her picture up if you'd like. Take mine down. It's not a big deal. No problem. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we have again, I like having her on because she gets through all the stories that they're posting on a daily basis. And they're posting 8, 10, 12, 15 stories a day. Crazy stories, not kind of sort of stories. Crazy stories. And these kids on campus are buying them. You know? And they're buying, when I say they buy the stories, they're buying what the professors are telling them. You know? One of the stories I'm going to do from campus reform from earlier, I said, the conservatives are more resistant to a vegan lifestyle, so says the professor. Well, because we lack meat. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with eating meat. And if you're a vegetarian or vegan, that's, you know what, that's your deal. That's between you and not the cow, I guess. I don't know. So a professor at Brock University in Canada recently discovered that conservatives are less likely to succumb to the vegan lifestyle. Gordon Hodgson, psychology professor at Brock University, analyzed the results of a study of 1,300 current and former vegans and found that conservatives were at significantly greater odds of having a lapse from a vegan diet to meat consumption. Yes, we like our meat. If you look at my personal Facebook page, I've always put up big pictures of big lumps of bacon, tonnage of bacon. Specifically, greater odds of returning to meat consumption was determined by ideology because those higher in conservatives should get some conservatism reported fewer justice reasons for attempting vegan practice in the first place. You have to justify it? I mean, most people, at least you guys can tell me in the chat room if I'm wrong, but most people become vegans because they think meat's bad for you or that they, you know, on humanitarian, although I don't know how you call it humanitarian, but it's an animal rights thing, right? They don't want to hurt the animal. They don't want to kill the animal. How do you know the plant's not screaming when you pull it out of the ground? I don't know. You pull tomatoes off a vine. How do you know they're not screaming, too?
They do.
They do? They yell?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. I never knew rabbits screamed until I saw what the cat was doing to them. It was disgusting. Anyhow. And I mean scream. Specifically, a greater odds of returning to meat consumption was determined by ideology. Think about that. I mean, seriously, so I don't know, people on the left softer? I don't even know how that fits. Now, while conservatives have stereotypically shunned the vegan lifestyle, see, I don't think it makes sense, but I'm not going to stop you from doing it. That's the difference between conservatives and liberals. As long as you don't force me to do it, I don't care what you do. You can eat fried dog mess for all I care. That's what you want to do. That's your business. Now, this is the first study to show that even after attempting to become vegan, conservatism serves as a protective factor That's right. As a conservative, I tell you, your shields go up automatically, man. That's my Star Trek reference for the night. Well, while Hudson probed the importance of meat cravings and lifestyle inconveniences in people's need to stop being vegan, he ultimately found that those small inconveniences don't make much of a difference. Rather, he found that the credence in social justice values is paramount in determining whether someone sticks to veganism. All right? So since conservatives are less likely to adhere to social justice, they're also less likely to stay vegan. Well, why does, again, I'd want to know why they went vegan to begin with. Was it because the girl that they were dating was a vegan and they wanted to fit in, if you would? Is it because of a certain social group that they wanted to be a part of and it was a vegan group? Did they decide to give it a try to see if they would actually feel better, if it would work better for them? I mean, there's all kinds. Look, I know very few conservatives that do stuff like this because it's a fad, because everybody else is doing it. Really, it's not the common thing I hear in my conservative circles I run in. It's usually a reason, a solid reason behind why they're doing it. The article goes on to say, for example, exposure to documentaries or books on impact of meat consumption on animals and the environment could help those who are striving to achieve a vegan diet as their own personal goal, he says, adding that recruiting prominent figures on the right to promote veganism could also help. Overall, such interventions offer promising avenues for helping people to attain their own goals of reducing meat consumption. Do we hang around anybody whose goal is to reduce meat consumption? I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway, Hudson said in an interview with Campus Reform that he was inspired to study the issue because of the growing role of political ideology in everyday life. Isn't that sad? So now, instead of this is what I am, this is what I do, this, so now you're a Democrat. So if you're a Democrat, then here's the things that must apply to you. These are the things you must like to do. Or maybe you're looking at it, I'm a Democrat, so I need to be these things. That's crazy. I'm a Republican. I don't need to be anything. I'll be my own person. The only reason I originally signed up to the Republican Party is because they fell more in line to my moral and basic values than the Democrats do. Last I checked, we didn't believe in cutting up bodies in the womb. At least last I checked. You know, I mean, and again, we don't believe in violence the way they'd like to have you believe we believe in violence. That's just all wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. If you don't want to be, there's not much I can do for you. You know, and let me see. When we come back from the break, I got all kinds of stories I want to dig into. I don't know if I'm going to get to them all. But Maxine Waters says that black people need to get controversial. They need to play the race card more often. Wow. let's see. Now they're saying that the wiretapping of Trump. Don't you love that? I guess it depends on what wiretapping is. Right? Remember when they asked President Clinton if he ever had sex with that girl? Right? So you're looking at this. Trump throws this stuff out. I wish he'd wait, or I wish he'd have more to work with before he throws this stuff out, but so be it. And now all those people said he was nuts, that there was no wiretapping, that it was too hard to do wiretapping. Now, guess what? You won't hear him apologize, that's for sure. But if I was him, I'd say, hey, you want a visit from me? Do you want a presidential interview? Sure, no problem. But the first part of the interview has to be you apologizing to me for not believing me that I was wiretapped or that we were wiretapped. The team was wiretapped. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Lots more coming up after the break.